So you would say the water is not safe to drink currently?
So the state of Michigan is providing bottled water to the residents of Benton Harbor, which is a weird silver lining today with the water main break, because, you know, we have been providing bottled water.
It was a simple yes or no question. Critical to every resident in Benton Harbor, is the water safe to drink? And instead of answering it with a simple yes or no answer, Liesl Clark, who is the director of the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, kind of did a sidestep there, telling what is being done now, but not answering the critical question. So Chairman Steve Johnson of the House Oversight Committee asked again and again.
To my original question there, would you say the water for the residents of Benton Harbor, is it safe for them to drink the water or not?
That's why the state of Michigan is providing bottled water and working to transition them to filters.
I'm looking for
as
a yes or no. Is it safe to drink the water in Benton Harbor right now or not?
The state of Michigan wants citizens to be drinking bottled water.
So you don't think the water there is safe to drink?
The state of Michigan wants. This is a determination made by DHHS.
Come on. Let's just talk like normal people here. It's a normal question. Is the water in Benton Harbor safe to drink or not?
No, it's not. People should be drinking bottled water.
And the chairman of the House Oversight Committee joins us live this morning. Stephen Johnson, you tried to lead her to an answer, but she wouldn't drink. Well, it was almost a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, we're 3 years into this. It seems like at this point, it'd be a basic question they should have an answer for, and we have to ask them multiple times. The residents of Benton Harbor should know, is it safe or is it not safe, and not just sort of in this gray area. I was surprised that it was that difficult to get a clear answer.
So, you know, when we're in that kind of a situation, and as you were asking questions, not unlike a member of the media, I've been in that situation before. And I know that often I learn as much from the non-answer as I do from the answer. What was your takeaway from that exchange?
I think that they realize that they have been too slow to act, and they don't want to admit that it was unsafe, because then it begs the question, why didn't you say this 2 years ago? Because all the data we're looking at, the lead levels are the exact same that they were 3 years ago. So if they have to come out and say, well, it's not safe to drink now, it begs the question, why didn't you say this a long time ago? So I think that's why they're so hesitant to say that publicly. But they know they can't come out and say it is safe because there is problems there. And I understand the director was in an impossible position there, but it would just be nice if they could just be forthright, not worry about trying to cover themselves, but just say, here, we made a problem. We should have elevated this sooner. We now recognize there's a problem. Here's the issue.
Yeah.
But they're still stalling and taking forever to get us that answer.
Well, today, you know, the media report, both in the Free Press and the Detroit News, and I'm sure elsewhere, was that she wouldn't answer your question. Can I just respectfully say that wasn't your question? You were asking that question on behalf of Benton Harbor residents so that we have a baseline of understanding going forward what the real problem is.
Well, absolutely. You know, you think about the people in Benton Harbor right now. They're being given tons of bottled water today. You have to use this for everything, right? For drinking, for cooking, for brushing your teeth. Imagine having to do that, but you're not being told the water is unsafe to drink necessarily. So, well, wait a minute. Do I go through all this hassle of using bottled water or not? I think that's where we're saying, we just tell them, do they have to use bottled water or not? And finally, they have an answer. Yes, they need to use bottled water. Their tap water is not safe to drink.
Right.
That's something that they could have told the people of Benton Harbor a long time ago.
Well, they did. Let's spin back a little bit, because I think you fairly acknowledged in your questioning that, you know, these initial tests back in 2018, that the state may have responded appropriately by putting anti-corrosives into the system and hoping that that would cure the problem. In terms of that initial action, the follow-up with an education program and offering of filters, did they do the right thing maybe in that first year to address that problem?
So it's actually fairly common where we do a lead test, we find out the lead levels are a little bit high, and so what happens is you do a corrosion prevention treatment program, and usually by the next report, the lead levels are back down. So that was the initial step. The problem is when they got the next report, the lead levels had actually gone up, and so they changed their treatment program, and the levels go up again. And so then they just keep changing it. It's like, well, wait a minute. At some point, you need to say to the people of Benton Harbor, all right, it's not working. There's a problem here. And yes, they sent out, you know, this letter to the people that's kind of full of a lot of technical terms, and a lot of people just don't understand. And it doesn't say, hey, your water is unsafe to drink. It just says, well, there's some testing that's happened and very complicated stuff. So right. I want to be very understanding of when it first occurred. I think they did the right thing. The problem is we're now 3 years later and now they're acting. That doesn't make sense. I think maybe within that first year they should have done something.
Well, and she said that, and I believe the other gentleman that was there said that this is an all hands on deck moment, and it has been for the last 30 days. I think there is a question about why did you only call for all hands on deck most recently? But I've got to ask you, and you know, and I think you get as concerned about this and maybe as disgusted about it as those of us that are observers on the sidelines. But as we saw in Flint, so often this degenerates into partisan finger pointing and the blame game. And instead of being focused on solutions, it's about assigning blame. How do we avoid that in this case? And is there also some other parties here? I mean, you know, we've got a legislative body. Did representatives from Benton Harbor send up flares about this over the past 3 years? Beyond Eagle and the Whitmer administration, did the media drop the ball? Because I've got, I'm looking at myself here. I didn't hear about Benton Harbor. If I had heard more about it, I would have been reporting on it more.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. We don't want this to turn into the blame game, everyone trying to point fingers at each other and, well, you know, you're the one that screwed up. No, you're the one that screwed up. That's not helpful. I think we can all agree people should have clean drinking water. And so that was kind of our intention as the Oversight Committee. We're not trying to point blame. We're trying to make sure the people of Benton Harbor know the truth of what's actually going on. And so I think it was important to get it on the record the water is not safe to drink. And then to also look and see what could be done differently, because there's probably other communities that are going to be going through the same thing in the future here. And right. We want to make sure they're not waiting 3 years before they find out. So that's our hope going forward, is we can put some new mechanisms in place to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
So I'm so glad you brought that up, because, you know, we've had Flint. We know what happened there. We have Benton Harbor now. Now there are some troubling results coming out in Hamtramck. There's going to be a lot of discussion about the path forward there. I believe the community of Manchester also has had some troubling results. I mean, it's now not just one community, it's several. And yet, to my knowledge, Representative Johnson, we do not have a statewide task force or solution or a broad plan of action to get these doggone lead lines out of the ground. Is it time for all of us to put down our partisan weapons and say, we need a task force, we need a solution, and we need to fund it right now?
Right. So, you know, a couple of years ago, there was some different rules with the lead and copper rules requiring 7% of lead lines to be removed every year when you're above the actionable level. So that's kind of starting a lot of this stuff out there. Now we have to see, what is that going to cost? And we're seeing more and more communities that are, their levels are too high. And it does kind of beg the question, why are we finding out about these now, right? I mean, it seems out of nowhere. You got Benton Harbor, you got Hamtramck, Manchester, you got all these places. It would be interesting to know what is causing this to happen now. So
right.
We'll see going forward.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, on behalf of all of us that live in older communities, why do we have to wait until the lead and copper rules violated? We know these things can be harmful. We're reminded every day of that. So let's address it before it becomes a problem, and before we're exposed and our children are exposed to the lead. I know you're on it, Stephen Johnson. I appreciated the fairness of your questioning yesterday and your tenacity, and we look forward to getting to the solutions here as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you.